Hey guys, how are you doing? Thank you so much for tuning back into Let's Be Honest. This is your girl, Rapani. I hope you guys are doing wonderful. I'm beyond grateful for each and every one of you guys. So today I have a very fun topic for you guys. I'm interviewing the owner of Rainy Days. I'm very excited to speak with her. Girl, do you want to go ahead and say a few words to us?
let's get right into it. I'm excited.
All right, well, welcome back to Let's Be Honest. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you. So today I kind of wanted to talk about your business. Congratulations, first of all. How's it been going?
It is a mighty tough road, but I love it. Wouldn't change the experiences for anything.
Yeah, I love that. I'm sure it took a lot to get to where you are at right now. So with the interview today, I have a few questions for you. Kind of wanted to know the background of how you got started as well as your future plans, all right?
It came out of a personal need. I didn't just, decide one day I wanted to open an indoor dog park. I was just cold. My dog was cold. And I wanted to go to one. I thought there was already one. Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise, there wasn't one. So I was like, that's crazy. This is the coldest place in the United States. How come there isn't one?
Exactly.
And that's when I did the research and then just kind of fell in love with the journey. It was a very interesting, long journey.
Amazing. Well, I would love to hear it. So what is the core business idea of your business?
A warm place for humans and their dogs to hang out and inside, somewhere clean and just different.
Yeah, because I'm sure those dogs are freezing out there in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's more of a human inconvenience. Yeah. Because humans don't really like that. And I feel bad for the dogs that live in apartments, like big old dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They can't stretch out. Rain was driving me crazy.
Yeah, so you can imagine a bigger dog.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So what distinguishes your business from other businesses?
Mine's the first of its kind. No one has opened it yet. It was... Okay. Different.
Okay, so you're the first in North Dakota.
Yep.
Yeah, amazing. That's really good. So what will give your business a competitive advantage in the next 2 to 3 years?
Cleanliness. Community-based members system and just diversity that you find there.
Okay, amazing. So with cleanliness, do you mean like it'll be a cleaner place for North Dakota in general? Like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, because the outdoor parks are pretty dirty and there's a lot of fights and stuff. And it's just, ugh. So I wanted a nice, clean place that you can relax and watch your dogs play.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So what is the 3 to 5 year vision for your business?
Open many other locations similar to what I have.
Yeah, do you have an idea of, like, the places you'd want to open in?
That is a secret.
Oh.
Surprise, surprise. I like to surprise people.
Yeah, and you're definitely really good at that. what is the end goal of your business?
To sell it. I want to get into other business ventures. This is just the step into what I want to get into. I have like 5 to 6 different businesses that I want to open. And Rainy Days is just the taste of what I want to do.
That's amazing. That's really good. So rainy days is just the stepping stone, the first step.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, that's awesome. Do you have a co-founder?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what skills, knowledge, or personality were you looking for in this co-founder?
The complete opposite of me. I wanted someone calm. I wanted someone rational. I wanted someone who was good at certain skills that I lacked in. And I wanted someone that would want, for some reason, I wanted someone who's slightly lazy that would make me want to push them to get to a higher level. And it sounds weird because if I have someone with my drive, I feel like it'd be too much competition. And I don't ever want to feel like I'm in competition with my partner.
Okay, that's a really good answer. I really like that. How are the tasks shared between you and your co-founder?
It's really weird because we do what we like, and the things that we don't like, the other person weirdly does really well in.
That's awesome. Like, give me an example.
Like, for example, James absolutely hates sleeping in, and I can't imagine myself waking up at like 7 o'clock in the morning for fun. He does it. He doesn't know what to do in the mornings. And he's very social, so he doesn't mind staying and talking to people. He doesn't, you know, it's really weird. The things he doesn't like, is the things that I like.
Okay, so that balanced out pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, awesome. What were the biggest learnings that you, what were your biggest learnings as a co-founder, as a founder, I'm sorry?
Not everyone needs to know everything.
Okay. So anybody can start a business, you're saying?
Wait, rephrase your question. Maybe I misunderstood it.
Yeah. What were your biggest learnings as a founder?
Yeah, don't trust a lot of people. Don't over talk about certain things to people.
Uh-huh.
And when your gut feeling says to do something, you better do it right then and there because you'll tend to regret it. And also listen more and ask so many questions, but don't take all the advice.
Okay. Nice. So what was the biggest lesson in pitching your business? And follow-up questions after that.
I wish I kept people guessing, but I felt like I spilled everything right then and there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I kind of wish I was a ghost. I don't like being the face of my company. I kind of wish I like kind of hid behind the curtains.
For a bit or like forever?
Maybe like 10 years from now. People can know it's me, but I like to stay low key, and I see why people do.
Yeah. Okay. So is that something that you think you did wrong at first?
Yeah. Okay. I got too excited. I felt way too excited. Like I had press everywhere, like newspapers, different TV articles, all these things, radio ads, like. I got excited. I was like, whoa, I never saw this coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the magazine ads and all of this. I was like, wow. It kind of got to me. My ego got to me. And I should have humbled myself a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. I definitely understand that. What did you do well from the beginning?
I stayed persistent. I never gave up, even though I felt like, oh, just give up, but I can't.
Persistence is the key. I mean, it's really hard to keep a habit and just keep it going, but like persistence is really the road to success. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay, so what were the most rewarding and the most frustrating business experiences?
The most rewarding and the most what? Okay. The most frustrating part is having to literally deal with everything. Like, I can't just ignore and call in. I can't just ignore it. I literally have to deal with it. Otherwise, the reputation really relies on your efforts. That just really pissed me off because I tend to hide a lot. Mm-hmm. When I get in a very heated situation or in a place I don't want to be in, I like to hide. But in this situation, I'm like the responsible for everything, and I hate it.
I mean, I'm sure it's like you have to go to work every single day, or else your business is going to crumble.
That's how I eat. That's how I sleep. That's how. And now being a business owner, the most rewarding part about it is now I see the world differently. I have so much respect for small business owners now because. Close the door, James. I'm doing an interview, please. I have so much respect for business owners because. Man, do they do a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, man, especially a really small business because you're trying to make it out there. So it takes like twice the work.
Yeah.
King, so how did a failure or an apparent failure lead to your success? Like, for example, some people can say that, you know, them getting fired from their job led them to have opportunities like working for themselves.
Me having a dog led me to this issue. If I didn't get Rain, this would have never came to me. This journey would have never happened.
That's right. All right. Well, that concludes our interview. Was there anything else you wanted to add? How we can reach you?
You can follow me at Rainy Days Fargo on Instagram and Facebook. You can hit me up there. Had fun during this interview. I'm a little bit slow right now. But overall, this was a great interview. I feel better than the last time. I can't wait to do more so I can see progress.
Yeah, I do believe that this was way better. Your confidence was up there and your answers were really detailed. And I really appreciate you for coming back.
Thank you.
Yeah, and congratulations on your business again, and more positive wishes to you. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Well, thanks so much, you guys, for listening in again. As she stated, follow her on the gram as well as Facebook as well at Rainy Days Fargo. Thank you guys so much for tuning in once again. Enjoy your day.